Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Toll, and thanks for tuning in to my 21st century talk for a no bullshit world. Because doing it your way paves the path to enlightenment. Wouldn't you say, Brittany?
Jawohl, mein Adam.
Say hello to Brittany Benz. She's fetish model, porn star, actress, and Stanford graduate, the Baroness Brittany Benz. What's going on, girl?
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. And I think I forgot one key element, transsexual. So that really does spicing things up a bit. But we're going to get talking with Brittany a little bit later. She's going to be here for the whole show. So going to be a little guest host, Brittany. What do you think?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. It's the fulfillment of a lifetime.
Fulfillment of a lifetime. Probably a lot of fulfilling going on that side of the world. But we'll talk about that. Yesterday, guys, you know, check it out in the archives. It was Movie Monday. You know, we reviewed Fury. Yeah, you know, Brittany, what we do every Monday is we see a film over the weekend. Troy, Titus Adams, and myself. And we give it one, two, well, zero, one, two, or three thumbs. Yeah, so Fury was a tank, the Sherman tank, Brad Pitt movie. Check it out, the archives, latalkradio.com/Tola Talks, or my website, richtola.com. It's got them all posted. And today's Top Tuesday. So, you know what we do on Tuesdays, Brittany?
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
Top 10. So we're going to do the top 10 hookup sites on the internet.
Oh, my God.
I mean, in honor of you.
Is it going to be embarrassing for me, I think?
I think so. You may have heard of a few of those, or you might have to chime in with that, you know, because honestly, I'm not familiar with any of them. I just found this on the internet this morning.
I'm probably familiar with all of them.
Probably.
Intimately so.
I'm sure we'll get into that. But on this day in history, you know, we like to kind of cover a couple of these. This was 660 years ago. Hey, you guys remember? Probably not. Florence Nightingale. Remember her? She was an icon. She had a staff of 38 nurses. She was sent to the Crimean War. That's right. She laid the foundation for modern nursing, but she was also big in social reform. She was a statistician, a prolific writer, and she was named the Lady with the Lamp. You know why? She used to make the rounds at night with a lamp. Ooh. 1854. Yeah.
Wow. Chick got around, didn't she?
She made the rounds. I'm sure you made the rounds a couple times in your lifetime. But anyway, in 1917 was the, this was kind of not good. The first American saw action on the front lines of World War I. So, start sending people to war, dying men. And 1948 was the first fax was sent. Yeah, the fact.
What did it say?
That's a good question. I didn't know it.
Order
it
more
said.
Pizza.
Yeah. That's a good question. And, I don't know if you remember this. I don't know. I can't even tell. Nah, you're probably not that old. Well, yeah, maybe. 1975. Remember the Red Sox, Carlton Fisk? The 12th inning home run where he hits the... Oh, he hit the foul pole, but he's kind of motioning for it to stay fair. Everybody knew that versus the Reds. They won 7-6 in the 12th inning, right? Game 6, World Series. Anyway, that was 1975. You a baseball fan, Brittany?
No, not a baseball fan. I like to play.
You like
not
to play
to
with
watch.
Balls, but not baseball.
And don't ever try and date me again, Doomka.
Oh, no. All right. On that note, we're going to go. We like to go around the globe. A couple of latest news stories. Like talk a little bit of news here, but we are going to get into some good stuff with you in a moment. But let's talk about this. All right. Calling this, and we name these. This is. Easy does it, Mr. President. Did you guys hear this? President Obama, right? President of the United States was casting his vote yesterday in Chicago. He's standing next to Alec Cooper. This gal, it's kind of cute, whose boyfriend, Mike Jones, he quips over, Mr. President, don't touch my girlfriend. You know, it's kind of good natured. Obama was kind of cool about it. He was funny. Anyway, he was...
He just gave her a bump.
He gave her a bump. He did kiss her on the cheek after, but he said, an example of a brother just embarrassing you for no reason. So he was kind of cool about it, Obama. But no, he did. He left. He gave her a kiss on the cheek and give our boy Mike Jones be something to be jealous about. Well, what about you? Any jealous boyfriends or girlfriends? I'm not even sure. I think you
all
said
of the above.
You go both ways, right?
Yeah.
Any which way. But you're married
now. I switch hit. Well, you know, it's...
Well, you know. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This young lady that you... Where is she? Where is Alex? Is she, Alex, is she coming in the room?
I think she's looking for a date for us tonight.
You can come in, Alex. There you go. She's waving. Come on in. Yeah, there you go. You can have a seat and chill out with us. So Alex is with us. Hey,
it's my sexy wife.
That's your sexy wife.
Duh.
All right. Well, I don't want to embarrass your sexy wife here, but you don't care. You've heard this all before, right, Alex?
Nine.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. Should I? I'm going to put your mic on just in case you want to say something.
Okay. Thanks.
That's Alex. All right, so here we go. You know, we're telling some stories. Let's get to the second one here. What do we call on this? A true legend, because, yeah, you know this. Legendary, rest in peace, first of all. Legendary fashion designer Oscar de la Renta passed away at the age of 82. Half century, this guy, putting high society in haute couture. And he dressed every first lady since Jacqueline Kennedy. Oh, he was amazing. Wow. Right? Have you ever worn Oscar de la Renta?
I wore Oscar, but not the event.
Oscar in terms of a male persuasion?
Sure, okay. If you want to say that way.
Okay.
Something to say.
Something, right. Well, Oprah Winfrey, Anne Hathaway, Amal Clooney, they all wore the man. He was awesome. I mean, he is all about making women look and feel beautiful, right? It's the feeling. Yeah, well, then you got to look good too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well...
Sometimes feeling beautiful is how you present yourself, really.
Well, that is true. Well, this guy, he started in Dominican Republic. He was born in 1932, one of seven, a couple of things about him. But the island colored his design sense. That's what he said. So found his passion when he moved to France, Paris, when he was 18, because he was doing abstract art a little bit before. But, man, what a mind he had. What a creator he was. So
truly.
Rest in peace.
Ciao.
There you go. Now, the next story is called I'm Not Loving It. Now, you go to McDonald's? I will say.
Only when my car breaks down, I think. Yeah.
How about you, Alex?
Sometimes.
I like McDonald's, I will say. I like their breakfasts. I'm going to give a shout out to my Mickey D's folks over there in Burbank. Mm-hmm. But the investors are not giving some high shout outs. They're not singing the blues. They're not singing that famous I'm Loving It. Profits dropped by nearly one third. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Mm. Global restaurant sales, they say, will fall again in October. So what's going on, Mickey D's?
Maybe they need to come out with a pumpkin shake or something.
Pumpkin. They really got to get on the pumpkin bandwagon, right?
What's with the pumpkin, you know? I mean, okay, pumpkin, Halloween, but really not that tasty.
What are you talking about? I love pumpkin spice, right, Alex?
It's delicious.
Yeah.
It's
good compared to cherries,
but
you know.
Everyone else does it. Maybe they need something different.
They need something different. Well, I don't know what they need, but the store sales are falling. 3.3% in the U.S. The sales fell in, Europe, it was down 1.4%. Asia, Middle East, Africa, 9.9%. I don't know what's going on. Here's what's going on. Chipotle's on the rise. Giving them stiff competition. You guys go to Chipotle? I do.
Oh, it's
delicious. I like Chipotle. I like the idea of Chipotle. But, you know, I have a theory about McDonald's is that maybe people are trying to slim down a little bit for sexy Halloween.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, I know. I am all about sexy Halloween.
Yeah. They you got your sexy Halloween costume on now. You're all blacked out.
Is water wet? Yeah, of course. I got my sexy Halloween costume.
Holy cow. Got sex going on today. But, so much for McDonald's. I mean, like I said, it's slim down. Stay slim. Next story, real quick. Good news for homeowners. We're calling this one not out of the woods yet, but good news is home sales rose in September. Existing home sales, so this isn't new construction.
Yeah,
that's good stuff, right?
Yeah, well, it's basically people just capitalizing on other people's misfortune, I think, maybe.
Well, it's moving up. It's moving up in the right direction, existing. So realtors say they expect 2.4%. It's kind of good. Median home price, you know, it's about $210,000. You guys own a home?
I own a home. We own a six pack.
Some jewelry and some six pack.
We have a six pack in the fridge, you know. Yeah,
you got the clothes on your back.
Yeah. Well, they're on layaway, actually. I have to lay them away again, you know.
You have to lay them away.
Yeah.
Like, key word. No pun intended. Well, in any event, hopefully these things continue to rise. But we're still not out of the woods yet. Remember, 2012 is when the slowdown occurred. So sales are hopefully moving back up, but they haven't hit to their historic levels, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. We'll get back there.
Let's get back.
Maybe soon. Maybe soon. All right. How about this one? You folks been to Rome?
Rome. Yeah, well, I have a coin from Rome, the Holy Roman Empire.
You have a coin?
Yeah.
Like currency?
Yeah.
Well, in case you meet someone on the street and you do business with it. Is that a lira? What's the...
It's a coin from the Marcus Augustus period. Yeah.
It's like a real Roman coin.
Yeah. I bought it when I was in London, actually, and it had my birth date.
No kidding.
On the year. You know,
the year
it
was made.
It's
a real coin, or is this like...
And I actually... And the weird thing was, is that I went to the... I was just kind of walking around. I went to the British Museum, and I saw the same coin in their case that I just purchased, like, you know, because I was still like, you know, I bought it, like, I think just outside of Notting Hill, and I was like a little worried, like, you know, did I just get taken?
No, what'd you pay for it?
I paid about $200 American.
No kidding.
Yeah.
They're very rare, though.
Yeah.
They're very rare if it's real.
Back in time, how are you going to pay for a call, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. Throw them back
in
time, like Gladiator time.
You know, like, yeah.
Make it make a call.
You know, I tried to call them, but not on the phone, so I probably didn't hear it. You know,
because the machines, when you get thrown back in time, those machines are going to, the quarters, this size is not going
to
work.
It's not the right size. You need to have, you know, Roman Emperor coin.
Got to have the Roman Emperor coin. Well,
yeah.
Talking about Roman gladiators over here, what about that? You know, they weren't meat and potatoes kind of guys. No. No, not at all. They dug up, anthropologists found bones in this gladiator graveyard, they're calling it. Ephesus, Turkey. Well, it's now Turkey. You know
Ephesus.
Ephesus.
Well, I'm
thank
more of
for
a...
correcting me, Alex. I was like, man, how am I going to say that? Ephesus. That's an ancient city. You're familiar with that?
Well, I'm more of an Ottoman girl, so I'm not really into this whole Turkey Istanbul thing. You know, you kids with your, you know, new Turkey and your...
Some people call it Istanbul. Some call it Constantinople.
Yeah, I'm more of the...
Constantinople.
I'm keeping to Constantinople.
You're the Baroness, that's why.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to figure out what the hell that means. What does it mean to be a Baron? That means you were born of some...
We have
lineage.
Some aristocracy, yeah.
Aristocracy.
The House of Habsburg.
Well, were you eating more than beans and grains like these? The
yeah,
that's
we
a gladiator's
stuck with
ate,
sauerkraut,
by the way.
I think.
Sauerkraut.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nasty. That's a nasty thought. Well, no, I like sauerkraut. Yeah. You like sauerkraut? Alex, nah,
no one likes sauerkraut.
I like sauerkraut. No one, what are you talking about?
We don't even like it over there. We're like, you know, when you know, when are we going to attack a Big Mac? That's what we all say.
McDonald's, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. We're talking. But boost up those numbers. Yeah, they're killing it. Well, they need to kill it. Speaking of killing it, you hear about the 12-point kill?
What's that?
This I don't know. I'm not a big fan of this. Is 11-year-old boy, a hunter. Yeah, crossbow hunter. He shot a 12-point buck, Gavin Dingman, from Michigan.
Wow.
Yeah, he was hunting with his father. Yeah, he's kind of like a rock star now because it's an albino deer. Really pretty deer. Spotted it a few times around the neighborhood or whatever. I don't know, neighborhood, about the grounds, I guess, and took pictures. He just decided to off 30-yard shot. A couple other guys tried to off it, too, people in the neighborhood. It's been around a couple years because albino deers, you know how rare they are?
Albino is a very rare genetic strain, actually,
I think it's as rare as finding a transsexual porn star sitting across from me today.
We're getting around.
In 20,000. Is what this guy, John Bates, says. He's a naturalist who wrote a book called White Deer, Ghosts in the Forest. But the biologists are saying it's 1 in 100,000. Pick a number somewhere in the middle, and either way, that's a rare deer. Pretty looking, too. Sorry, he killed it. They're going to mount it. Taxidermist, full body mount. Good for you.
Maybe we should get him a PlayStation 4 instead.
You know what? I think he could find better things to do with your time. I was never a hunt. Did you ever hunt? No.
Well, you know, when I was little, it was very proper, you know, for the boys to hunt.
Boys to hunt?
Yeah. Like, actually, I grew up in Pebble Beach, California, if you're familiar with that.
Sure, Pebble Beach.
Yeah, and so, you know, they would go off and do stuff.
So you're like a wealth that you grew up relatively well off?
You could
say that.
My grandfather had a ballroom.
Let me ask you this, because I have one of my best friends is transsexual, and I'm just going to ask this real quick. So when you were younger, when you were a little boy, correct? yeah. coming through. Yeah. Well, what society considered you a little boy, but inside mm-hmm. you were a girl.
Yeah.
Inside your being, right? Mm-hmm. I believe that. I do.
Yeah, yeah.
And when did you? When did it all come together? You always knew.
Well, it was always you know brewing there, and I made a conscious choice to suppress it, and occasionally allow certain outbursts, if you will. But as I came about in life, I realized that the people whom I was protecting, pretenses for, were just not worth it. Just this generation that bore me, you know, they're really awful people.
Right.
Well, really horrible. You know, I'm descended from Nazis.
Mm.
And
So you mean ancestors were Nazis in
correct.
Your family.
I mean, they're not like Nazis, like, you know, Goering or things like this. But, you know, I mean, it was just like one of the things you did back, you know, if you were like in the Austro-Hungarian German empires and, you know, you were Nazi if you were like in the know.
Back in the 30s, 40s,
yeah,
20s.
Yeah, I mean,
but we're talking Pebble, but you said you grew up. But first of all, let me ask you about this whole mm-hmm. outburst, because you said outburst. Outburst in a negative way, personality-wise, or outburst, you mean
it was
your
just like, you
anger?
Know, I, No. Okay. It's more like, you know, I would go out like in what we call in our parlance, like part-time.
I see.
For a weekend,
right.
And, you know, just go up to San Francisco and
party and be someone else.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. And
that's your outburst.
Yeah. And
that's
how
you were fulfilling. We talk about fulfillment.
Well, really. I would sort of let off that steam, as it were. And then I would focus on being the person that everyone wanted me to be.
Then you'd come back and be the other person.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the European aristocrat, the Stanford grad, you know.
Yeah, talk about Stanford grad. So you went through, the European background, the schooling. Mm-hmm. You get into Stanford, so you're smart, no doubt.
Well, yeah. That's what they say.
That's what they say. Or unless somebody paid the full bill up front. No. Yeah. No, you got to be really great school.
1530 SAT.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow. I went to Penn, so I didn't have that. Really, 1530. Back then, it was 1600. I think
correct.
It's changed now.
Yeah,
and you're like really smart. So you're this really smart, repressed, right? You're repressing that. And then when you go to Stanford, did you go? You're still living whatever lies you were living.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it stayed with you until when you graduated Stanford. Then you went to MIT.
Correct.
Mm. Yeah. You're like a smart economics, computer science engineer. Holy cow.
I was a Valley guy.
You were a Valley guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it means different thing up there.
It means a different thing up. Yeah. What does it mean up there?
Like Valley for us is Silicon Valley.
Oh, up there, Valley, right.
Yeah. Here it means like, you know.
Because you live in San Francisco, by the way. Let me make
that
clear.
Shop at Hot Topic or something. Yeah. What? No.
No, you folks.
Yeah, that's kind of like my circles.
Got it.
Yeah.
Kink.com.
That's
their powerhouse up there. That, right?
Yeah.
You know, I met a gal actually who, I don't know how it works with Kink, but she did some work for them. I don't know if she's on, is it like a payroll thing? She wasn't.
Well, Kink.com is to porn what Comcast Universal is to media.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, they've got the whole Northern California locked up. The complex that they occupy is called the Armory.
It's like a city block,
it's
right?
It's a city block, yeah. And it used to be a military fortress.
Mm. Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
And it, not just an American military, but it actually predates that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's made of stone, and it's got turrets and everything. And on several occasions, we filmed 24 hours a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, to see you on kink.com, I did check her out. You got to check it out. Well, you go by your Brittany, right? And then
Brittany Benz.
B-E-N-D-Z. Right. Check her out. Yeah, you can check out those videos. You're on Model Mayhem also.
Yeah.
Yeah. Read a couple cool things about you on the Model Mayhem. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, got to get my cheat sheet out now. Where's my cheat sheet?
Cheats.
Well, I had to write this down. I mean, there's so much going on here. Okay, hold on. Well, we got to get to that. We got to get to this 10 hookup sites.
Ooh. But
no, let me ask you about this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was definitely something I wanted to ask you about. Okay. Adored. Yeah, this quote. Adored by thousands, loved by no one.
Man, that's
what you said of porn stars.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Is that sad or is that okay? Is that what the desire is? What's the desire? Because you talk about how great it is that fans. You do. You love the shoot. You love the fans.
I love my fans. I would be nothing without my fans. So, yeah.
But the fans are saying they adore you, but they don't love you.
Well, it's like they always love you. It's just like in a very, very much way. A guy always loves a girl. Like he meets at a bar when he's drunk. And then, he goes off and, he has his climax, what have you. And then he's like, I'll think about the situation more, and that's fine. You know, it is what it is. But, now I have my wonderful fiance.
Yeah. So what you're saying is these kids are sitting there, they're watching these porns, they're whacking off. When they're done, they're like, next. I loved her for the moment. Well, I'll tell you, it's proliferated. When I was growing up, I had to go to the Brunswick Theater. Anybody remember that back in Trenton, New Jersey? We're talking 70s.
Hey, I used to live in Manhattan, my friend.
Okay, remember Trenton, New Jersey, going through the train? You probably took the local schmokel, and then you got a transfer to go to Philly. If you did,
nobody
went through Trenton. Well, no. You did if you weren't
maybe
taking
on a good
Amtrak.
Day, we go to Hoboken.
On Hoboken. No reason to go to Trenton. Well, listen, I grew up there, and it was like one theater. I'm not talking, it was like probably 1972 or 3. I don't remember. We used to sneak in. You could kind of sneak in. There was always a couple guys with their raincoats in the back seat. You're like,
And Ron.
Yeah, wow. Larry. Oh, you know those
How
guys.
Are those guys?
Those guys are awesome. Holy cow. But you're talking, I use these words also, uber sexy, transgendered, male to female, fetish diva, available for fetish modeling and performances. So what's the performances? You got a whole skit thing or you do whatever they want you to do?
I actually do have some price fix things.
Like order off the menu.
Yeah. Oh, really? Full service.
Give me a couple price fixes here that aren't too...
I don't know. Having your clothes removed and waking up in a jack-in-the-box in Van Nuys or something, I think.
Holy shit.
Or, I could just tie you down and tease your little thing.
You're a dominatrix, too.
I like to have fun.
You like to have fun? So yeah. You'll assume any role?
I'll assume any role.
What's up with this lipstick transient? What are those two
Well,
words?
Lipstick is more of like a term in the lesbian community. It refers to someone who is very feminine, as opposed to the other end of the spectrum, which is more like dyke. More like masculine qualities. Mm-hmm. Traditionally, it's like someone who looks like Drew Carey or something like that. Mm. Instead of like the Rosie O'Donnell.
Right. No, deal. I totally get it. Yeah. Perception.
Mein Frau und I are lipstick very much.
You're both lipstick, I would say. Yeah, you're both lipstick.
We love to wear lipstick.
Well, that's all part of it. So how'd you guys fall in love? I mean, where'd that occur? Because you're not in the business, right, Alex?
No, I'm not. It's on the internet. Actually, it was on a dating site.
Kidding.
Not one on this list, I don't think.
Well, maybe. I don't...
No, it actually doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, it doesn't?
Yeah. It was called Caller Me.
Caller Me?
Mm-hmm.
So another one, what are we calling that? BDSM?
BDSM. It's an acronym.
Bondage and... Yeah, go ahead.
Bondage, domination, discipline and submission, sadism and masochism is what it stands for, so it's kind of compound.
Uh-huh.
Each letter does double duty.
Uh-huh. It's like the 50 Shades.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
It's
exactly.
Kind of getting all the... Yeah, talk right into that mic there, girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go. That's kind of... Did you read the book, 50 Shades?
I skimmed it a little bit. It's an all right representation, but it's a little sensationalized. It's a lot sensationalized, actually.
A lot. Did you read it, Brittany?
No, I'm not much of a reader.
There's a movie coming out.
Yeah, there's a movie
coming out. I did enough reading, okay? I can do 40 calculations. Done.
Well, I think that's bringing it to light now. It's sort of drawing attention to it, right? Mm-hmm. Movie coming out.
We'll definitely go see it, I'm sure.
Want to see what's all going on there. So you met it on this website. Mm-hmm. This is up in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Kind of hit it off?
Oh, well, yeah, I actually moved to San Francisco to be with her.
No kidding. Yeah. Wow. Where were you? What city?
Oh, I was. I actually moved from the East Coast. So.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Whereabouts?
South Carolina.
What town?
Columbia.
I got a buddy of mine from Columbia. Oh, yeah? All over
you
the
knew place. He was you named to
I'm,
that.
I'm going there. I'm like, where the hell is she from? South Carolina.
Tries to pinpoint.
Columbia. You know, yeah. No, I do know a guy that lives down there. He relocated down there.
There's no reason to go there.
No, well, he's from like some little town like 50 miles away. Oh, like 50 miles away, you're kind of in the woods, right?
Yeah, well, you're kind of in the woods when you're right in the middle of town, too.
Yeah.
You want to get away from the hustle and bustle of Columbia. You just
really. Where do you guys go to get away? Do you go to Charleston?
Oh, yeah. Or the Hilton Head, the islands down there. They're really nice.
Yeah. Do you golf?
No. God, no.
She's not that kind of lesbian.
I'm like, no, okay. I'm not seeing that. But you're in good shape.
She's got tits, you know, yeah.
Well, I think Alex keeps it together. But I mean, I don't know there, Brittany. What are you thinking? You're following suit here? She's in pretty good shape.
Oh, she
real
is.
Good shape.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got to get back to my running. I used to run actually 4 miles a day.
No kidding.
No.
I used to. I did a Get Your Shit Together podcast. Forget about I used to.
Yeah, put me on that one.
I'm going to put you on that
list. I need the motivation.
You probably used to do a lot of things, huh?
Yeah, well, definitely. Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Let me ask you this question, because I've been to this place. You've been to Bordner's Bar Sinister upstairs in Hollywood?
I haven't had a chance to go there yet.
Okay. You got to check that out.
Yeah, I know. I keep getting invites from like my Facebook crowd. Yeah.
No, you should definitely check that out. And
we have an equivalent one in the city called Bonajagogo.
Yeah, Bondage Go-Go.
Yeah.
Up in San Francisco. Yeah, whereabouts?
Yeah. It's at, I believe it's still at the Cat Club on Folsom Street. And people might, listening to this, might know Folsom Street from Folsom Street Fair fame.
Sure, it's down there near the park over there, too. Isn't the park, like, it's kind of near.
Oh, the baseball park.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all in the area that we call, like, Soma.
Soma, correct. Yeah. South of Market.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. See, I kind of know my way around a little bit. I lived there for 3 months.
Yeah, well, great that's not town. Too bad, yeah.
No.
You know, yeah, it's, so it's great. We actually have a place up there, too, so we're,
Yeah, that's where you guys are. You're up, you're based there, you come down here, you're making films down here? What's happening?
Always. I'm always trying to make something down
always
here.
Trying to make something happen. Now, you have an agent and all that? Like, you get works coming your way?
Actually, I am in the market for an agent and a publicist.
Mm.
So, if anyone's listening is any good at that, you know, hit me up. You know, I am doing second season with HBO. Looking. Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about that, because that's what's kind of, well, I mean, there's a lot of stuff interesting about you, but now how did you get involved with HBO?
You know, they were producing this show called Looking, which they're billing as a gay Sex and the City, which I kind of thought that's what Sex and the City was, but who knows?
Right.
You know, it just features this group of guys who are just trying to find find their way in life.
And, gay guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And some of them are more in tune with their identity than others are. And, in the first season, I played a dominatrix and a party slut. And I know what you're all thinking, big stretch. And
perfect.
And season two, I also played bar slut. Well.
So that word slut, by the way.
Yeah.
What do you feel about that? I mean, you don't have a problem with that. You love that word. So you're a slut?
Sure, why not?
Sure, why not?
I'm fun for the whole family, as you Americans say.
Right. You go any which way. Like this, everything is sort of open game.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, why not?
There's tons of fun.
Are you in the same category?
I agree, yeah. Slut's there's nothing wrong with being a slut. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing?
Yeah.
For easygoing.
I mean, when someone what does it mean to
be? Well, what's it mean to be a slut then? Someone who's open-minded?
Sexually empowered.
Sexually empowered.
Pro-sex. Not thinking of sex as a negative thing.
Right. Why is society? I mean, back in the 60s when I was growing up, it was 60s. Well, 70s. Well, no, 60s, I guess the people were having sex, but I think from the older...
talking about this.
Yeah. Like my the generations that sort of raised our generations. When you girls are a few years younger than me, I think. But, no, they, it was, yeah, right. Like I said, going to the Brunswick Theater, it was like you couldn't be seen going in there. Now, forget about it. There's a million, it's crazy. There's so many people.
Forget about it. They're all doing windmill high fives. Get to Brunswick? Fuck yeah.
No, but so it's sexual empowerment. So being a slut is not a negative connotation. It's being empowered and saying, hey, I can have sex because I'm into it, and that's why I can do whatever I want.
At least that's what we're trying to take it back, you know. But people still can use it in a hurtful way. So, you know, you got to be careful.
It's like tranny. It's like the word tranny.
It's how you say it. It's what you mean.
A lot of words are like that. We're not getting into all those, right, in society now. They have different connotations. What about the whole safe sex thing? You go in with that, right?
That's essential.
That's essential. What about when you're doing these films? Is everything now safe sex?
Well, that's an interesting point that you bring up, because I don't know if you've heard about something called AB 1576.
No, I have not heard of AB 1576.
Yeah, it was an assembly bill that they tried to pass. They tried to do it a couple times, which would essentially mandate condoms in sexual performances. And the reason why it was so, one, artistically, many of us objected to it, because we do a number of volunteer testing before and routinely. during sexual, I didn't know it was a call-in show.
they're calling you, so I should have told you to turn that up, but no worries. There you go. She's going to silence that phone.
Sorry about that. I feel like
I got to put that on the list. Remind myself to tell all guests, turn your phone off. Feel like we're in the movie theater.
Yeah. So anyhow,
it's assembly bill.
Yeah, it was an assembly bill to essentially, you know, do as I said, and you know, it didn't pass. Thank God. But if it had, a significant number of studios in the porn space here in California were threatening to move to Nevada,
different state,
and we're talking about nearly $1 billion industry for California.
Well, it definitely changes.
It's nothing to sneeze at, really, you know. And I can tell you, kink.com did purchase space in Nevada,
right,
when this was going on. They were sort of hedging their bets, as it were. So you know, we do the porn industry does take safe sex very seriously, and we do self-regulate routinely,
it's not like on a, like you're got to check this in, you got to kind of post it. Is it posted? Do they keep
track of it? What we do is we do testing, and then performers exchange with each other and the producer of the video.
Oh, so you show, and then you have documentation.
Yeah,
I see. So you're saying, here's my documentation. I recently tested whatever. I mean,
and it's up to like 3 months now. It has to be like at least three months
current.
And hopefully most of your listeners know that they do make HIV tests that reveal results in 15 minutes.
No kidding, yeah.
Yeah.
Which are available at the pharmacy.
Yeah. At the pharmacy, you could do that.
Over the counter.
Over the counter. Did you hear that? I didn't even know that. No, it used to be good days, right?
It's very recently that really? This has come out, yeah.
Well, that's great. Anybody concerned, you got to go to the pharmacy or even have a thought of it. But, I mean, it's not as prevalent as it when it first came out, but I guess it's still... You gotta be concerned about anything, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, there's been a couple of incidents, you know, where we've had to like impose moratoriums on ourselves, but for the most part, I'd say we've been extremely vigilant in keeping an eye on that, and you know, and also in the amateur space when we play with each other, where there's, you know, any sort of party or whatever that happens in San Francisco, I can tell you there is more contraception than you know what to do with. You know,
right. There's protection.
Correct.
So people are smart about it.
Yes.
The industry, well, it's been around for, I mean, it's a $1 billion industry, as you said, so they're being smart about it. That's a good thing, and you're smart about it.
Well, yeah.
Now that you don't have any problem, Alex, whatsoever with Brittany, whatever her businesses.
Absolutely not.
No. It's all good.
Yeah. What about happy.
Make her happy? Yeah. Yep. Sounds like you guys definitely look like you're in love.
Oh, definitely.
That's,
you know.
So what
is
about
the sky blue?
Is the sky blue here every day? Yeah. But what about this quote I heard you say or read you say? Money What makes a man sexy? Cha-ching, cha-ching. Money. That's what you said.
Yeah, well, you know, it's how you impress a lesbian, not with the size of your schlong, yeah. But the size of your bank account, really.
Uh-huh.
And it never stopped. It just
amazed. Wait a minute. So why is this guy, if a guy is pursuing, what's he doing pursuing a lesbian? Does he not know?
Oh, come on. Do you really not know the answer to that question? They they never stop. And the thing is,
they pursue anybody, don't they?
Well, you say lesbian, they just want you more.
Yeah. Trying to convert you. Is that what you think?
It's like in the Seinfeld episode, like, yeah, I nailed the roommate. I pulled off the switch, yeah. You know, like it's, you know, we are the champions.
Yeah,
you know?
That's interesting.
The music starts up in the background. The parade forms in the, you know, behind them. Mm.
No, I get it. I'm not sure if I was all tuned in that way. Maybe back in my younger days, no. I'd take down some lesbians, but I don't know about that now.
Well, I think, you know, with all the effort that men put in to trying to pursue that venue, I just think they'd have far more success in the traditional straight venue.
Get on these websites. It's a lot easier.
Get on the websites.
Get on the websites. Well, let's talk about some websites here. And then I got to do the Get Your Shit Together Awards part of the show. We're going to come back to that. But check it out. Now, this, I don't know. Have you been to this site? It's called getlaidfast.info. Mm. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I don't know. Some guy wrote this. I believe, well, this is what's on the site because he says, I'm just a normal guy working at an okay job, right? Based on his true experiences. He says that adult dating life was turned around by these sites, and he hooks up with a different female. I think it's a straight guy. So he goes to these 10 sites. Again, these aren't my sites. I've never even played around on these sites, although I did go to every home page just because I said, let me feel it out. Top 10 hookup sites.
Top 10.
Sites. Number one was Ashley Madison. Now, that I know.
Yeah, that I've known too. That's like the cheater site.
The discreet. They use that word.
Discreet.
Quick, fast hooks up discreet. 22 million members.
Ah.
They got nude pics on there, too.
So that one, of course. Of course. Yeah, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound, as you say, you know? Yeah.
Number two, did you hear this? Arrangement finders.
I'm on there.
These are for sugar babies, they say. Smoking hot, but they want the money. Give me the money.
Well, duh.
Shekels. Of course.
Does that math not complete
to me? Computes. Yeah, that computes. Sugar babies. There are 3 million of these members. How about number 3? I don't know if I'd go to here. Cougar Life.
I don't want to be. I don't want to have that thing on my.
You don't want that. Horny MILFs. This is what they say. Divorcees, single moms, one night stands. You find young studs. They're looking for young studs. This is what this guy said. Yeah, but beware. Not great bodies on there.
There's a shock.
There's a shock. 5 million members. How about number 4 is naughty over 40. Oof. I don't know.
Cougar not doing it for him?
Last gal I dated over 40. Give a shout out to her. I'm not going to say her name. 41. Oof. Issues. I told her I'd say that one day. No, we did. We started, I don't know how many months back. Then we went out a couple of times. Then we had sex like a bunch of times. Then she didn't want to have sex anymore. She said to me, no, we're just going to have sex. We're not going to date. I'm not going to marry you and all that. I'm like, no problem.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what we are.
Right?
Yeah, you go.
Giddy up. Yeah.
Shit happens. And I was like, you know, even though I'm kind of open to really meeting the right person, whatever. And then all of a sudden she didn't want to have sex anymore. Just wanted to like hang out. I'm like, well,
what's going on there?
Yeah. How do we go from like hook up, get in the shower to, you know, now we're going to hold hands.
What? Yeah. See, that's the problem.
She's got to get on this site. She's not naughty enough.
Not naughty enough. And she thinks she can control the relationship. Why is that?
What do women do?
Who gave her the hand?
What do women do? Try.
You got to get backhand.
Backhand. I don't know. These are older and more aggressive women on this site, the guy says, that just want sex. A million of these members.
They want sex. Oh.
Well, I guess these are all about sex. How about number 5? Just hook up. That's voted the best. Well, it's kind of voted. I don't know where these things are. Number 1 hookup site online is what they say if you're looking for a casual buddy. And this guy said there's only 500,000 members. He goes, you might have to drive a little bit, but it's worth it.
Was he driving
3 hours to get laid? Hey, buddy.
It's not an outlet store.
Well, in L.A., you just pick up the L.A. Weekly, go to the back, right? You could.
I know. There's my ad right there.
There's your ad there. You'd do anything. Are you on this one? Number six, Instabang?
Instabang. No, yeah. I should look that one up.
Quick. That's another one. Quick and easy. But he says, as long as you're, he says, you're good to go if you don't care about quality. Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh.
We're all about quality. We don't want quantity.
Quality is job
one. Quantity is only good when you got the rolls coming in, right? Yeah. Brittany, if they got the phone stops, doesn't stop ringing because you got all these. No, it's, they said there's, they didn't give us a number on that site.
Oh.
Membership number. Number seven was Be Naughty.
Be Naughty.
Yeah, he said this is, there's 3 million people, but he says this is more for like, it's a real good flirting type site.
Flirt.
And you're looking for a long-term relationship.
Oof. Ugh.
Now all these people looking to hook up.
Yeah, hook up. Life is short.
Number eight, Adult Friend Finder. We're calling this the
That adult. Guy's still alive?
Yeah, they're saying that's a vanilla mainstream, I mean, kind of like the adult social network. 52 million, there's a ton of people on that.
52 million.
And then they said, but you can hook up or do the LTR. I don't know.
I'm an adult.
So Alex is shaking her head. She's like, meh.
You know, here's a good question. How many of these like profiles on these sites are actually real?
Or how many, there's a bullshit on the sites. Who knows?
Right. You know, it's like, you know, just so they can say we have 52 million.
Well, that's true. 52 million is a huge number. Versus this other one, they're not even saying. Shagaholic?
Shagaholic?
Uh-huh. He says he was pleasantly surprised, this dude.
It's like Shaggy's like dad or something like that.
I don't know. But some of these, I'll tell you the ones. The Naughty Over 40 just hook up Instabang. They had like the nude, a lot of breast shots on those front on the homepage. So, and they're not even, most of them, these are pretty cool. You got to sort of get in there. You got to log in. It's not for any 15-year-old kid to go, I don't know. There's other one. The last one, definitely not going to this one here. It's called The Big and the Beautiful.
Ooh.
Hot BBW women.
I've done everything in porn, and I still can't get my head around that
can't
concept.
Get your head around the BBW. The bigness?
Yeah, like, you know.
Or you can't get your arms around it, or you can't get
both,
your head around
it? Both, yeah, you know, I can't get my head well, with my arms
Alex
around it.
Alex is any indication of it, no. Uh-huh. You're looking for good shape.
Well, you know, definitely, you know, like... If you have your own zip code, then no dice.
But what happens if they're offering you enough money? Because, you know, I know that money's not...
Well, money always talks.
Money talks.
Money talks. Because
you said you're pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, it's like, you know, we see it all the time. Like, I even had an agent say it, you know, one time when I was a little thicker. Like, you know, you need to lose 10 pounds or gain 50. You know?
Well, he makes a good point there.
Yeah.
Because there's some larger... Well, I was poking around, no pun intended, when I was looking at your stuff online. I was checking you out, pictures, and you're pretty, I would say that. You're pretty open-minded. This guy asked me from the gym. I was telling him you're on today. He goes, ask her what the wildest thing. I said, I don't think I need to ask that question. I don't think there's an answer to that. Wildest thing you've ever done on film, maybe?
On film.
Without getting too, do you know?
Well, I've made several of my co-stars cry.
Cry? Pain-wise, you mean?
No, sort of emotional, psychological.
Oh, broke them down.
Well, that's what I was asked to do, you know.
No kidding.
It's performance.
Of course.
You know, the director says, okay, you know, Bianca is my name. Like, you're off the leash. Like, are you sure? Ooh. Like, yeah, okay. It's
off
on like
leash.
Donkey Kong. Yeah, let's do it, you know. You know, and I told one girl she's got a long thing.
She's got a long thing.
Yeah.
Mm. So you're messing around with that thing.
Yeah. Well, it was hanging
on that
from the ceiling, you know.
Hanging from the ceiling.
You know, and I told her, you know, Australia couldn't see the sun. Could you please roll it back up? And apparently she took a little offense to that.
Wow. So do you work?
You know, the camera crew laughed their asses off. I don't.
Yeah, you get friendly with the camera crew, or there's a similar. You like kind of run into the same crew.
Yeah, traditionally, when I've done stuff with Kink, and you know, with a lot of things that I've done, even in the mainstream HBO area, the same crew and
they're professional, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we flirt with them, we talk to them, you know, but mostly they're just like, you know, oh, whatever, you know, I've seen this before, I've done this before, you know, I have to go back to polishing my lens or something like that. Yeah.
Well, speaking of this, let me ask you a question. Have you ever done this? Because this is our Get Your Shit Together award. It's about bartering. Every day we want to give out an award to the bozo over here or some jackass or whatever. Somebody does something stupid. It's got to get their shit together. This Florida's, it's a sheriff's deputy. Ted Aberlida. He's a 32-year-old guy. He was arrested because he was charged with unlawful compensation or reward for official behavior. Basically, he accepted oral sex from a woman in exchange for not arresting her.
Wow. Well, it's nice he has a hobby.
It's a nice hobby, right?
It's a nice hobby.
He's bartering, but he's not bartering with his own money, I could say, or his own power. He's bartering with that of the town. Hey, got to get your shit together. But have you ever bartered? I'm sure you have, right? In your line of work, Brittany?
Well, yeah. You know what?
Well, yeah. You mean you all the time?
Not all the time, no. Okay. But, you know, I think everything in life is a package deal.
Package deal.
Package deal. Package. Like a bundle of things. Like, you know, I've got these good things and I have these bad things. And you have to take the good with the bad.
Mm. So you did barter.
Yeah.
You do barter.
What did I say?
You currently barter.
I currently barter.
Well, isn't everything a barter?
Everything's
like, I'm hanging
a barter.
Out with this 40-some-year-old gal. I'm like, I'm bartering my time to be with, like, what am I getting?
Yeah, and you're trying to figure out.
If I'm not getting sex out of it, I mean, come on.
Right, you're trying to figure out how much crazy you want to suck down with the probability of, you know, getting your ticket punched. Yeah, sure.
right. Like this guy got his ticket punched by some gal. And check this out. I mean, she was at a gas station that he met her. She didn't have a valid Florida driver's license. So what the hell is he doing checking that? Then she's carrying pot, all right? Then she's got prescription medication. Then she's on probation. So she's like, whoa, quadruple whammied. And then she offered the guy money. He refused. Then says he drives home with her. So hello. She's like, all right, you won't take money. Let me take you back home. And guess how the town found out about this? The girl's boyfriend reported what happened. Holy shit. This guy's got to get his shit together. Our buddy Ted over there in Florida, he got to get your shit together.
Or a motel room.
Get a motel room. I don't know. He's the barter. But, you know, I used to barter. But barter's in my world. My father was a barber, so it was all about bartering.
Oh.
But, and then it's funny. I got asked one time, because I have not as wild a past as you, but I definitely have a wild past. And I had one, it's a publicist several years back, said to me, she's like, so have you ever, you know, have you ever, you know, traded sex for money? I'm like, well, that's a good question. I mean, for money, I mean, does it have to be money? Does it have to be another value to it? Aren't we all sort of trading sex? It's maybe not money. What's money anymore anyway? You got a coin in your pocket. That's worth something. Is that money? It's worth $200.
It's worth it.
Everything's money.
Not liquid.
There you go. So bartering is sometimes not so bad. Well, I'm going to do this real quick. We do the Fast Five. The show kind of ends pretty quick, doesn't it?
I know.
Yeah, we got a couple
What's
of minutes.
What's up with that?
It goes really super fast, but we're gonna have you back. You're kind of cool. You folks are doing
I have
awesome.
More comebacks than the boomerang.
Yeah, comebacks. Come back. This is called the Fast Five. All right, I'm going to ask you both. So, Alex, don't be looking at it. Everybody's trying to look at my blue page here. So I do this at the end of the show, and Brittany, you're going to go first. Alex, you go second.
Okay.
Just five quick questions. Give us a little more flavor of your personality. Number one, chocolate or vanilla ice cream?
Chocolate.
Ooh, I was thinking chocolate vanilla. You look kind of like a vanilla over there.
You didn't say we could mix it. I didn't.
You can't. No, you could only do one. I thought Alex was going with the vanilla. She looks kind of more vanilla, no?
No, pretty wild.
She's pretty wild? Yeah. All right. Yeah, I got you. Take off those librarian glasses.
She's just not public about it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, she's with you. She's got to be wild. All right, yeah. Number two, tropical island or New York City?
New York, baby.
Tropical island.
No kidding. What about taking those glasses off, cruising the streets of New York?
I'm all about Tompkins Square.
Tompkins Square Park.
Yeah, holy get cow. The up.
Used to be. When I moved to New York, it was rough. Yeah. Back in 94. Yeah, it's gotten much better.
No Fifth Avenue for this girl.
No, you're like down there in the village.
Down in the dirty village.
You got it.
Getting down. Get dirty. Yeah.
Okay. Ancient Rome, number three, or the Wild West?
Rome.
That's a tough one. Well, I would say the Wild West.
Well, I would like the West for the guns.
Hmm.
Yeah, I can have the guns back in ancient Rome.
Guns and
then
Rome.
Then I could just rule.
Yeah. Then you could rule. Yeah. I like that. Ancient Rome or the Wild West. They're both good choices, huh?
Well, the debauchery.
You ever see Westworld? That movie's coming. There's debauchery everywhere. Come on. Ancient Rome, that's where you got to go for
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah. I'd get like a colony for my tribute or something.
Colony.
Yeah.
I like that.
A baroness knows how to do it.
Do it right. Here we go. Number four, tearjerker versus action thriller.
Oh, action.
It's a tough one, but I guess I would say action too.
Okay. All right. I got that now. Even though I thought you were going to say tearjerker.
I've had enough tearjerkers in my life.
Yeah. You jerking
nice
other things,
too.
Not tears.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Number five, candlelight dinner or picnic in the park?
Candlelight dinner.
Candlelight dinner.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. Easy. So who's making dinner for?
I make the dinner in the house. I'm the wife.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I make a fabulous rack of lamb.
Wait a minute.
Does.
You says you make the dinner. You're the wife. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I see.
Well, I'm the wife, too.
You're the wife, too. They're both wives.
We both hold title of wife.
I thought so.
But someone has to.
I'm the housewife at home and the housefrau. Uh-huh.
So you'll assume any position. I mean, assume any role.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Of course.
Yeah, well, I told her when I got engaged to her, I say every day I dedicate myself to finding sexy lingerie that I'd not wear before for you. So,
well, thank you so much for coming on, Brittany Benz. Check her out again. You could do the Twitter, right? Brittany, BrittanyBendz, yeah. Model Mayhem.
Yeah.
The Baroness. Alex, thanks so much coming in.
Yeah.
The wife. Yeah, we had a lot of fun. So, hey, check it out in the archives, guys. Check it out again, latalkradio.com/Tola Talks. Go to my website, richtola.com. And tomorrow's guest, check it out, another LA Talk Radio host. Kathy Kaler's going to be here. She hosts Fit and Sexy right after me on Wednesdays. So she's coming in, healthy living, all sorts of good stuff. She's a spokesperson. Yeah, check it out. Trained Kim Kardashian. By the way, it's Kim Kardashian's birthday today. Give a shout out to her. And
give her my number.
And give I will do that. So there you go, folks. I'm Rich Toll. And remember, dreams do come true. But hey, what do I know?
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Toll. Right here on LA Talk Radio.